Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here, too. Pam is an almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, author of Meet the Henrys. That's one of my favorite new books. Also, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Shops That Pop. So many books that she's written on how to help you curry favor with the high-end consumer. She's our good friend, Pam. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be with you this morning.
And
Hi.
You see her byline all over the place, too, folks. She's widely published. Hey, Pam, someone said to me a long time ago, I thought it was a great way to think about this, that no matter how important you may think you are, the attendance at your funeral is still going to depend upon the weather.
Yeah.
And no matter how great you think your business may be, it's still going to be affected by the weather, isn't it?
Yes. And you know, today it's more affected by the weather than ever before because every one of us walks around, or most of us walk around, with a weather forecasting machine in our pocket.
Right.
And that's our cell phone. And it really has had a profound influence on how shoppers, you know, view the weather and how much the weather now affects retail that in ways that it never did before.
Tell us, are you saying, so is this because there was a time when if we had to have it, we'd brave the weather and go get it, but now we'd say, I don't want to get out, I'm just going to order it online, it'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's really right. I mean, as long as your electricity holds out in bad weather, you know, you are good to go. But the fact is, what you search for, even online, is profoundly influenced by the weather. And you know, right now, the weather company came out, and the weather company is owned by IBM, so they do an awful lot of interlaying weather information over retail sales data and become a powerful source for retailers to understand the impacts. But what they found is that they predicted that we're going to have a much earlier spring this year.
Yep, that's happening.
It's going to be warmer. Now, I don't know about the summer, but that just kicks off the impulse to buy and to go shopping when it's nice outside, and go shopping online or go shopping in the store. And it really is going to have, you know, give us a lot of tailwinds going forward into spring and summer.
And that was somewhat knowable when you were buying your spring inventory, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, though. You see, last year there was a late spring and also a very early Easter. So and shopping was really repressed because of that. So that when you're making your buying decisions coming up for this year, if you were basing it on last year's weather, you are in a bad place because you may not have enough inventory or the right inventory to attract people. Because, I mean, when retailers tend to look at the calendar and think in terms of the calendar as guiding their planning cycle. But consumers look at what's going on right outside their door, right outside their window.
So are you saying
the weather
are you saying that we should – all right, so when I pull up the weather forecast on my phone, I can look 2 weeks out, and I can tell the general pattern of rain and that kind of thing. Are you saying I should plan my sale, my strategy, my advertising, my employees, payroll, whatever? I should plan that a little bit more around the weather?
Yes. You really should be in tune and put that into your whole mix of how you manage your store operation. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the power of being able to use social media and Facebook posts and various local advertising activity, you know, advertising media.
So how about this?
I
know it's raining, but if you brave the rain, I'll give you an extra 5% off. How about that? Something like that. Would you be?
Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
It just adds one more layer of complexity to things that I think small businesses have really not had to think about. Yet it's something that is really critically important because you're going to, you know, the weather can be both tailwinds and headwinds, and you really want to get out in front and use the tail to drive your business and understand how weather really does affect the shoppers. And it's not just, you know, it's not just landscapers, you know, or
right.
I've sort of focused on fashion in the analysis that I did. It's not just fashion, but it's all different kinds of things. I mean, it's the drugstore and it's mm-hmm. the sunscreens. I mean, there's just so many opportunities to tap the weather and recognize it's a driver to bring people into your store. And once you've got them in the store, that is where you can really put on your sales effort and make them feel welcome and really get them engaged and to buy. And the fact is, people, you know, we always talk about the weather. I mean, that's the first thing that we can talk about.
Well, and if you know your customers well enough that you kind of know what they want, what they like, you can almost have a little fun with them. You can call them up and if you know them that well, call them up and say, or email them or text them or whatever however you do through over social media.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Say, hey, Susan, I know you've been looking at this one thing over here, and boy, things have been slow with all the rain. What if I give you a 5% discount and hold it for you till you come in when the rain's over? You made a sale that day.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that is an excellent idea. And again, if you run a lawn and garden service, you can use the exact same sort of idea to really give people a reason to think about you, to give people a reason to engage with you, and use weather as that hook to capture and draw them out. And then again, that in the spring, you know, people, you know, they've been, you know, they've had this, you know, cabin fever. They really want an excuse to go out. So it's not just restaurants, and again, it's not just seasonally oriented businesses. Everybody can tap
right.
into this excitement that people feel when the weather starts to turn. And again, this year, it's turning earlier.
You have the information is available to you folks. Use the new technology to drive the old-fashioned human connection. Do a little planning and change your way of thinking around the weather, the way you're going to promote. And that way, at least you won't have a bust of a day. You'll do something on those rainy days. We're going to come back and talk a little bit. And you know, folks, I can't wait for the next segment because you know how much I love talking about fashion. So Pam's going to help us talk about fashion. I'm very excited about that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.